whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Joining us right now, my guy covering the New York Knicks, Knicks Fan TV, CP the Franchise, back on the Fan.
Keith, how we feeling, man? Good to be on.
Good to hear your voice, bro. I'm good. I knew how I needed to call. I put the bat signal up there after the Knicks game last night. I'm like, there's one guy that I need to call into my 5-hour KM to AM and talk to these Knicks fans, man. Let's start with it. What happened last night against the Orlando Magic?
Abysmal loss, Keith, when you think about the energy that these guys brought in. And everybody called it out. The coach called out the energy. Josh Hart called it out. Jalen Brunson called it out. You know, after the weekend that the Knicks had, in which they blew back-to-back second half leads, both to the Thunder. They had the Thunder on the ropes early, a great Thunder team. And they had the Bulls. They scored 70 points in the first half against the Bulls and couldn't close against either team. And so you were expecting them to come back with some energy, with some fight against a severely undermanned Orlando Magic team. But one thing that we know about this Magic team is that no matter who they have, they're going to fight to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Knicks, they just did not come out with the spirit to match that. And by the second half, they were getting dragged in their own building. It was disappointing, man.
Yeah, the Magic have been pesky. The Magic, you know, they have a thing for playing against the Knicks over the years. The Knicks have gotten the best of them. They were about to sweep them. But you know what? It's the NBA. And I know you got to get tired of it because I'm tired of it. I'm not even a Knicks fan. Just the narrative around the minutes and Tibbs and how long he plays his players and how he runs them into the ground. And it's like, yo, new year, same narrative. Like, it's January. What I've been saying is they just came off a win streak. What, they went 9 games in a row?
Yeah.
It's okay to have a little bit of a bump in the road. Like, why do we got to keep doing this? This is the team, right? This is the team that traded for Mikal Bridges, traded for Karl Anthony Towns. Let's start with the coach and the narrative around the minutes and him, you know, running his players into the ground.
I mean, this is what expectations do for you, Keith, right? The 9-game winning streak is out the window because after 3 games of turbulence, as you said, it's panic, it's mayday, and this fan base is getting ready to get rid of the coach. We go through this every single year with the Knicks fans and Tom Thibodeau, whether it's his coaching style or these guys are being run into the ground. And they want to fire him. We're at that point of the year where it's fire Tibbs time. And, you know, that's just what these championship expectations bring within this fan base is when they see these type of losing streaks, they see the flaws with this team, they project it forward and feel like this is just not the championship contender this year. But that might be okay, Keith. Like, we have to understand that when you make trades, there are consequences. There's going to be consequences as it relates to the depth. The Knicks bench is woeful right now. And so you're seeing that tax on the starters. But, you know, to put it all on the head coach, I think it's a bit unfair. The team is just not balanced. And right now, your star players, including Jalen Brunson, they're just not playing well. They're in a bit of a slump.
Yeah, it's not fair at all. I mean, I've spent countless hours talking about how miserable the Giants are. And the bar for the Knicks, it's like, y'all used to be just as bad as the Giants were. Now you have a coach that's got you contending, got you in the top of the standings, got you in the playoffs every year, and it's not good enough. You attacking this guy, his approach. Like, I just had a caller talking about how he got the best out of Hartenstein and how he's gotten the best out of Brunson and how he's getting the best out of, you know, like Josh Hart. Like, I'm like, the bar for Knicks fans that are also Yankee fans and Giants fans is crazy. You finally have a competitive team. You finally have a good team. You finally have a team that continuously makes moves to make the team better. You got to see it through. Here's a thought for you. I say this every single year about the NBA, right? Maybe it's not the Knicks year, but maybe it's not the Celtics year. Maybe it's not the Cavs year. We don't know. Because it's a long road. Everybody's not going to stay healthy. Somebody's going to lose a star player. The playoffs are affected every year by health. Look at the Knicks last year. So what do you think about obviously needing to get Deuce back, get Mitchell Robinson back, but also using the trade deadline? I've been saying you want this to happen now so that everybody's on high alert, right? Everybody's radar is going off. We need more bodies. Learn from last year. We need to add.
Yeah, there's no question that it's about playing your best basketball in April, Keith. I mean, you just look last year at the Indiana Pacers going all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. Yes, you can say they got past a extremely injured Knicks team, but they still got there and they were gelling. They came together at the right time. The year before that, it was the Miami Heat going all the way to the NBA Finals from the NBA play-in tournament. And so it's about playing your best basketball in April and getting all of your pieces to that point. And just as you mentioned, the Knicks have two key rotation players that one, Mitchell Robinson, hasn't even made a season debut yet, and Miles McBride, that who's been hampered twice by two separate injuries. And so hopefully McBride comes back at some point this week. He's been shooting around in pregame in Chicago and also in this game against the Orlando Magic in that loss. They desperately need Deuce McBride. He's their best two-way player off of the bench. They desperately need Mitchell Robinson. He's going to provide much-needed front-court depth and defense. And so those two guys missing from the lineup is hurting the Knicks overall. Now, as it relates to the trade deadline, this is going to become a challenge in terms of what Leon Rose and what Brock Aller and those guys can come up with, because the Knicks are short on assets. As you know, they've been depleted in the Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges trades, respectively. They don't have much money to deal with when it comes to dealing out salaries and taking in salaries, because they are approaching the dreaded NBA second apron. Mm-hmm. They are about $500,000 close to that apron. They don't want to hit that. They are hard capped at that apron. And so they're limited in terms of who they can bring in. And if they do, let's say they want to go out and get a Jonas Valanciunas center from the Washington Wizards, it's going to cost them a Mitchell Robinson. And so Leon Rose has to consider, do we want for immediate satisfaction? Do we want to part with a much needed piece of our core here to get, you know, minimal to nominal upgrades for the rest of the season?
We're on the phone right now with my guy, CP, the Franchise from Knicks Fan TV. I saw a report earlier from Ian Begley that Karl Anthony Towns' knee injury is not considered serious, and he could be back as soon as tomorrow night against the Raptors. I look at that as a get-right game, and I look at holding Karl Anthony Towns out as, why push it? Why chance it? He warmed up yesterday. If he's even feeling something a little bit on January 6th, like you said, it's about April. Like, you don't have to play these guys when they're hurt. You don't have to push through every single game. And now so much of the Knicks' identity is Cat. You can't afford to lose him. You can't afford to have him playing potentially hurt.
Boy, every single day he's looking more and more like an MVP caliber candidate. Whether he's on the court, you can see his impact. And when he's off the court, like a night like last night where the Knicks shoot 22%. Well, they're shooting 22% from downtown over their last six. But a night like in the loss to the Magic on Monday night, they shoot 4 of 22 from downtown, just missing the league low in three-point percentage and three-point makes. And so they need Karl Anthony Towns. I was hoping that they would use the Magic game and hopefully use this Raptors game as a way to get him some more rest. But who knows, man? The pressure to win, when you're looking at a potential four-game losing streak, that might push them and put the pressure on Tibbs and Towns to get in this game. But, you know, I would love to see them rest him in these games that, you know, these are games in January that you can afford to punt, but we'll have to see, man. The pressure to win in New York is so immense. You could see Karl Anthony Towns back as early as Wednesday against the Raptors.
Yeah, they got to play a little better defense. We know that, but they started to find an identity, right? Obviously, they lost this game being held under 100 points, but they were scoring over 100 points in every game. They were flowing, and it was like pick your poison. All right, if it's not Karl Anthony Towns, it's Mikal Bridges. If it's not Bridges, it's Brunson. But then when you take out one piece of the puzzle, it's an identity crisis. So I don't know why everybody's so surprised that they got God. I think it is just, you know, the fact that, like, the Wagner brothers weren't playing. Suggs been out. Like, you know, you're playing a Magic team that's missing, like, three of their top scorers. It came as a shock. But here comes a Raptors team that they have to bounce back against, because when you look at the schedule coming up, OKC, you got to run it back with them in the Garden. And you got to get right with this, you know, little stretch here with home games.
Yeah, you have OKC coming into town. You also have the Milwaukee Bucks coming into town next week. Next Friday, you'll have Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, Anthony Edwards, and those guys looking for revenge. You got to go to Philly as well on January 15th. So the schedule, even though you know it was 12 out of the last 14, is going to be at the Garden, and the road games are in Philly against Brooklyn. There are no gimmies on this schedule. And with the Knicks, as we saw in their loss to the Orlando Magic, every night you can almost expect a dogfight because sometimes they have trouble putting these teams away. And so, you know, with that and with the three-game losing streak, again, a lot of the knock is on the head coach just in terms of the Knicks' woeful defense, who's coming off the bench to produce. Case in point, Jericho Sims, a guy who we know who Jericho Sims is at this point. Mm-hmm. He's going to go out there. He's going to get rebounds. He'll try on the defensive end. But offensively, in their loss against the Magic, Keith, the guy won't even look at the basket. And so you have a fan base who's frustrated with the coach and saying, why not play a guy like an Ariel Hakpourty who will give you much better energy on both ends of the floor? Campaign, another veteran. You know exactly what you're going to get from Campaign. I gave him a new nickname, Cardiac Campaign. You know what you're going to get from him. If he's not giving you efficient scoring, why not give Tyler Kolek a look to see if he can change the pace, change the tempo, and just insert some juice into a rotation that desperately needs it right now?
Yeah, they can't lose to RJ and IQ. This is a big one coming up. But, you know, you mentioned Valanciunas, and I also mentioned the trade deadline. And you also mentioned them not having too much flexibility with money, with picks. Anybody you got your eye on to add to this team? Because we're going to keep hearing two things. We're going to hear about the minutes. And right in that OKC game, I was on air during it, and I could see it coming. The Thunder bench, Wiggins going off, and versus the Knicks bench. The Knicks bench had like 5 points. OKC's bench had 44 points. The two narratives are going to play out the rest of the season if they don't fix it. It's the minutes, overplaying guys, and then also not having a deep bench. Who do you have in mind for a trade? Is there anyone outside of Valanciunas that you'd like to see put on a Knicks jersey?
Yeah, outside of Valanciunas, there's eyes on some of Charlotte's younger players. Josh Green, Nick Richards, who the Knicks are familiar with CAA ties, and a former Kentucky big man. From the buyout market, that's somewhere where the Knicks may have to look at because, as I said, they do have the $500,000 where they're near the second apron, and so they may have to look past the February deadline and into March where veteran minimum contracts are more prorated, and maybe it's an improvement from within. Maybe it's bringing up a T.J. Warren who is killing it in Westchester within the G League. Does a Bojan Bogdanović get bought out? Someone who we're very familiar with. You know, for the Knicks, I think they need to look for a 3-4 tweener or 4-5 tweener, someone who can give them length in terms of minutes, but also play some defense, Keith. Mm-hmm. Because it's not only your starters that have been woeful defensively. Who is impacting things off of the bench defensively? I mean, all of your impact players off the bench right now, you have three guards. Campaign, Landry Shamet, Deuce McBride. Precious Achiuwa is Precious Achiuwa. He will do his job, right? He'll give you his good effort on both ends, but they need a bit more, especially from their wing depth. And so, you know, there's a guy like a Chris Boucher from the Toronto Raptors who they'll see on Wednesday. Does he get bought out by Toronto? Is it Daniel Tice, some front court help? Does he get bought out? You know, those are some of the guys who I might have my eye on the buyout market. But from a trade standpoint, it's going to be tough to see who they come up with. You know, in previous years when Leon Rose and these guys got here, you couldn't really, it was hard to predict who they would bring up at the trade deadline, right? The first year was Derrick Rose. Then it was Cam Reddish. Then the next year, the following year, they flipped Cam Reddish for Josh Hart. And so one thing that Knicks fans can hang their hat on is that Leon Rose and his team, they are very creative when it comes to acquiring talent without sacrificing for the future. But now is a presents a bigger challenge, and we'll have to see what they can come up with.
CP, you're the man, bro. Take this time right now to plug your channel, any events you got coming up, what else you got going on?
Yes, sir. Always appreciate it, Keith. We're on YouTube, all social media platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, X, at Knicks Fan TV. You can also catch me at CP The Franchise, like the fan, The Franchise on Twitter and Instagram as well. And this Friday, we will be back at Clinton Hall 36, that's 16 West 36th Street in Manhattan. for the Knicks versus Thunder happy hour and watch party. So if you're going to the game, stop by for happy hour eats. And if you just want to come watch the game, stop by there. It's a great atmosphere. We play the game on the audio and have a live DJ during the commercials as well. So great time for all to enjoy.
CP, thanks for joining us tonight.
Keith, anytime, man. Always a pleasure, man. Keep up the great work.
That's CP, the franchise creator of Knicks Fan TV. Had to get a little conversation in for the Knicks fans coming off last night. We hit it a little bit, but yesterday was more of the Giants and John Mara, Joe Shane, Brian Daboll. But I watched some of that Knicks game yesterday, and I was like, listen, it's the NBA. You're going to lose games. I said it last night. I'm like, you Knicks fans trip me out. You used to lose every game for a whole week. Used to blow games. Like, you're going to lose some games, but you actually have the talent. You have the coach. You have a team that's going to get right, and they're going to be there in the playoffs. Again, you got to take your bumps right now. You got to go through this now so that you can be better for it, approaching the deadline, past the deadline. And I think Leon Rose and them, they're not going to let this team falter. It's glaring what they need. They need depth. But when you don't have the depth, you got to play your guys 40 minutes. You got to play your best players. And they have really good players that came together and gelled and found their chemistry. It's a long process. It's a long season. We're what? I don't know, 37 games in? 888-808-1019.